GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor, over. Gateway Pundit, the gateway, pundit.com. We're running out of oil, the lie used to support the green energy agenda by Antonio Grisefo. Transgender activist and former Dem campaigner vows to unleash a trans jihad against the GOP, kill your local Republican, by Cullen Linnebarger. DeSantis revives fight against CARE, redesignates Islamist group under new Florida terror law by Ben Q. DOJ launches new crackdown on birth tourism after Supreme Court blocks Trump's birthright citizenship order by Jim Hoft. A huge scandal breaks out in Spain, 400,000 refugees claiming refugee status don't even live in Spain. By Dryu Godfredy. Antifa now threatening judges who sentenced terrorists who attacked Texas ICE facility by Mike LaChance. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Trump drops late-night intel earthquake, incontrovertible evidence proves Barack Obama masterminded the 2016 treasonous coup. By Media Greer. Emergency report, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. officially ends emergency liability protection for COVID-19 vaccine makers, the shield is gone. By Media Greer. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent unleashes Trump accounts to shatter the corporate monopoly and wealth fund every American kid. By Media Greer. Operation Thrown Down, seizure of Rothschild weather warfare assets confirmed via QFS maritime tracking. By Media Greer. Justice Clarence Thomas slams SCOTUS birthright citizenship ruling, warns it devalues U.S. citizenship and betrays the Constitution, the shield is gone. By Media Greer. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. officially ends emergency liability protection for COVID-19 vaccine makers, the shield is gone. By Media Greer. Epic Times, the Epic, Times.com. Federal government sets work expiration dates for TPS holders for 7 countries. Notices were issued for Haiti, Syria, Burma, Yemen, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Somalia. Jack Phillips, breaking news reporter. Iran threatens powerful response for ships that don't use its approved Hormuz Strait routes. Tehran has insisted it must control the routes of the vessels in the strait. Jack Phillips, breaking news reporter. Unemployment falls to 4.2% as U.S. economy adds 57,000 new jobs. Professional and business services lead June's employment gains. Andrew Moran. Trump's Washington makeover, a look at every statue, memorial, and fountain. Drawing on his decades in construction, the president is leading numerous projects to beautify the nation's capital for America's 250th birthday. ML Akan, Savannah Halsey Pointer. Just the news, just the news.com. CFPB orders remote employees to relocate to Washington or lose their job. The CFPB's employee union has described the return to office directive as a de facto reduction in force, arguing that the relocation requirement is likely to pressure many employees into resigning rather than moving to Washington. By Just the News contributor. News, Max, News, Max.com. Trump's $46 billion border smart wall underway. Copyright 2026 The Associated Press. Trump prepared for Supreme Court vacancy. By Charlie McCarthy. OAN, OAN.com. The U.S., Canada and Mexico begin bumpy negotiations to renew North American trade pact. By Paul Wiseman. Supreme Court rules constitutional privacy protections apply to cell phone users' location history. By Mark Sherman. Telegraph, T.me. Gata, double exclamation mark emoji, LFG. July 1, 2026 12:57 p.m., capped Kyle Patriots. July 1, 2026 1:45 p.m., capped Kyle Patriots, President Trump at the Theodore Roosevelt Library, I'm prosecuting a war. While leading our nation through serious conflict with Iran, he's still out there honoring American history and connecting with people. That's what a true commander-in-chief looks like, hands-on, personally directing the war effort instead of handing it off to others. Not a detached politician, but a leader fully involved in the biggest decisions for our country's security. Trump stays actively engaged in the job, always putting America and its people first. Strength, focus, and real leadership. All while joking about his extended visit to the Theodore Roosevelt Library. July 1, 2026 3 p.m., capped Kyle Patriots, President Trump. By the way, on July 4th it's going to be approximately 107 degrees. I'm gonna make a really long speech just to show that I can do anything. It's gonna be 107. https://rumble.com/v7c404i By the way, on July 4th it's going to be approximately 107.html. Retweet, https://x.com/mtruthultra/status/20724250963591541284?46. Retruth, https://truthsocial.com/@mjtruth/11684673758870764. July 1, 2026, 3:20 p.m., capped Kyle Patriots, whoa, Palantir CEO just dropped a major hint about the Iran conflict on live TV, and it sounds like great news for the United States. Even CNBC's Andrew Ross Sorkin reacted with an instant wow. The moment he heard Alex Karp say it. Karp, America has to rep his own interests. Do I think Iran's been degraded? Yes. Are there things that I don't think are in the public space that would be comforting to people if they are? Yes. And I'll leave it at that. Sorkin, wow. Pretty great. Overton_news, https://x.com/i/status/20723309008979232111. Captain has spoken about Palantir's role many of times. Karp is alluding to classified or underreported U.S. and allied successes against Iran that go beyond what's publicly confirmed. In the broader context of the 2026 Iran conflict, which began with major U.S.-Israeli strikes in late February that killed Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and hit key military sites. Karp, whose company Palantir supplies AI/data tools used in targeting and intelligence, suggests Iran's capabilities have been degraded more thoroughly than open-source reporting shows. The comforting things likely refer to things like additional assassinations of IRGC commanders, deeper damage to Iran's nuclear infrastructure, missile/drone production, or command networks that haven't been fully disclosed, or successful covert operations that weaken Iran's ability to retaliate or reconstitute forces during the current fragile ceasefire and negotiations. As a defense contractor CEO speaking carefully on live TV, Karp is signaling confidence in U.S./Israeli operational advantages without revealing specifics, while emphasizing America should pursue its own interests. This aligns with Palantir's known role in providing lethal capacity tech in the region. Kelly. July 1, 2026, 5:33 p.m., capped Kyle Patriots, even the Q is a psyop. Panikin and Blackpill crowd will have a hard time explaining this constellation of coincidences intersecting with Trump's ND rally today. Not only was the president wearing his trademark white MAGA baseball hat, but he held the rally on the first day of the current calendar's seventh month, 17, 107 years after Teddy Roosevelt's death, 17, and in the first 15 minutes of his speech, was dropping verbatim identical phraseology to that which was first popularized in the Q posts, 17 days after Flag Day, a holiday tracing to the earliest days of the nation's founding, and which this year featured ceremonial combat flanked by Marines, and an onstage reprise of Nessun Dorma in the day's kickoff festivities. Which itself was the overlay song playing at the climax of the film The Sum of All Fears, a movie mentioned specifically by Q on the Q boards, during the executions of the real traitors and conspirators in the plot. Also, the U.S. state now permanently hosting the new T. Roosevelt Library has a U.S. phone area code of 701, or a mirrored 7117 using simple numerical gematria. S.G.,